Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Happy week. I'm here to give you your astro forecast for June 28th to July 4th. This week is definitely much more action-oriented. We are so influenced this week by Leo energy. Both of the cosmic lovers, Venus and Mars, are doing their thing in the sky. In the sign of Leo, reminding us to get in touch with our creative side, with our inner child, with love, with joy. Remember, Leo is ruled by the sun. So all of the things in life that make us shine, that make us get in touch with our true sense of joy, are active today, especially because Venus and Mars are considered personal planets. Personal planets in the zodiac represent those planets whose energy we use on a daily basis. So that's the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars. They make up our personality. So whenever any of those are active, which is quite often, we are definitely on the move, we're making connections, we're talking to people, we're going to work, we're doing the things that we do as adults on a daily basis, and that's why they're called the personal planets. Now, let's get started. On Monday, June 28th, we have the Moon in Pisces. The Moon in Pisces serves as a really great moon to meditate, to get in touch with self, to come back to self as many times as possible throughout the day. Any time that the moon is transiting a water sign is always a great time to meditate, especially if you're not an avid meditator. There is something about water energy that allows you to go beneath the surface, to go deeper, if even just for a little bit. So anytime we have the moon transiting a water sign, I am always going to remind you of that. Okay. Now, also on Monday, Mars and Leo sextiles the North Node in Gemini. Mars and Leo represents action for the things that we love. Leo is the sign of the heart. It's the actual sign of love. And I'm not talking about romantic love in a romantic relationship. I'm talking about love that sets our soul on fire, that really makes us feel inspired. It's that love from which we gain strength to keep moving on in life. The fire signs in the zodiac, particularly Leo, represent this ability to move past the hardships in life. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to be going through a hardship right now, but just in general, fire energy in the zodiac gives us this ability to jump back from life's disappointments. So when fire energy is active, right, when we have Aries season, Leo season, Sagittarius season, it is important to take advantage of it, to take action, to make moves. So Mars, the planet of action, technically a fire planet, in the sign of Leo, is asking us to take action towards that which really, really makes our heart flutter. And I know that that sounds very romantic, that gives you butterflies in the stomach, I get it. But here's what I'm talking about. Don't forget that we are coming out of an eclipse season. We are coming out of a Mercury retrograde. We are still under the influence of a full moon in Capricorn, and we are under the influence of a new summer solstice. That is a lot of energy. This week, I see us like charging out of the gate as if we have been stuck for weeks on end, right? So when I say take action, this is action that is being taken, again, towards that which rings true to our heart, but that we discovered over the last 8 weeks. So if this is regarding a project, a job, a relationship, which for a lot of people it will be regarding a relationship, make sure that you're moving towards that which honors the lessons that you've learned over the last 8 weeks. This is especially true because Mars in Leo, like I said, is creating a sextile. It's creating a really nice connection to the North Node in Gemini. The North Node in Gemini represents this evolutionary point in the sky that is meant to expand our perception on life. It's meant to expand our outlook. It's meant to make us understand that we have different options, that there are different ways of looking at life, at looking at relationships, at looking at what we do for a living, how we express ourselves, how we express our creativity. In general, it's an expansion of our consciousness. So because Mars is having a connection with a node, which is a node that is directly linked to the eclipses, this action needs to be mindful. It needs to be one that is made with awareness and not just from rash passion. We don't want to make any rash decisions this week. So some of the really great ways to take advantage of this are to come to agreements with someone about working on a future endeavor with them, have collaborations, especially creative collaborations. Again, acting towards things that make you shine, that make you stand out. This can be, for some creators, doing Instagram lives, beginning to do videos, beginning to do audios. This is also a great, great time. This is really a great week to get a change in look. So to cut your hair, to dye your hair, to change your style in some way, it's a really great, great week to do that. Okay, on Tuesday, June 29th, we still have the moon in Pisces, at least for the first half of the day. On Tuesday, Venus and Leo will inconjunct Jupiter and Pisces. An inconjunction in astrology is when two planetary bodies are at 150 degrees from one another. In English, what that translates to is that it's a really, really uncomfortable position. So picture it as if you are at a party and you come across someone and you just don't really have anything to talk about with that person. It's just one of those days where it feels funky and you guys are awkward with one another and you're just kind of, you know, smiling and nodding and trying to fill in that uncomfortable silent space and you just can't. That is an inconjunction. It is awkward and it is uncomfortable. And this is because we have Venus and Leo in connection to Jupiter and Pisces. Leo and Pisces aren't two signs that really have anything in common with one another. And so when an inconjunction forms in the zodiac, we tend to not express it in the best way. So Venus and Leo can represent vanity, conceit. It can represent pretentiousness, false happiness. In connection to Jupiter in Pisces, which represents no boundaries, this energy can come across as extremely arrogant. And so this can be you having a conversation with someone or attempting to have a conversation with someone, especially when it has to do with a significant other, and, you know, telling them why you are the best thing in the world and that if they don't stay with you, well, then they're the ones missing out, and attempting to manipulate them in that way and almost giving them an ultimatum. This will not go well. Not because, and I still don't think it would end the relationship, to be quite honest with you, but it's definitely not a way that anyone likes to be spoken to. But on this day, really, and I would say Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, this energy is active. So our tendency to do that can come across. And look, the only reason that we can sometimes revert to this type of behavior is when we are not rooted in ourselves, is when we don't really know what to do in a situation. Venus and Leo can also represent our relationship with truth, our relationship with our heart. So look, if you're having a conversation with someone and you don't know which way whatever situation is directed, then just be honest. Just say, I don't know what to do right now. I don't know where this is going. I'm a little confused. All of a sudden, that Leo energy that can become arrogant becomes extremely humble simply because it's being honest. So understand that you don't have to have all of the answers right now. it might feel like we want to move really quickly this week because, again, Leo energy is fire energy and it makes us want to do. Mars is extremely active. Venus is extremely active. But for a lot of people, this eclipse season moved a lot of things around. It shook a lot of things up. So if you're one of those people who are still, you're still not clear, you're still not sure what happened over the last 8 weeks, that's okay. Be honest with where you are and stand firmly in that. There's nothing wrong with not knowing, okay? Now, on Wednesday, June 30th, the energy from Monday and Tuesday really carry over and there aren't any particular aspects in the sky. On Thursday, July 1st, we are now met with a moon in Aries. We have a moon in Aries. We have a Mars in Leo that opposes Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. Any connection that we ever experience between Mars and Saturn, regardless of the aspect, opposition, square, sextile, whatever it is, it represents stamina, endurance, discipline, and commitment. So, this is a really, really, really great day to really make connections, solid, concrete, sign documents, especially because we're coming out of a Mercury retrograde. So, if there are things that were put on hold back in May, earlier in June, this is a really great week. But on Thursday, it's a really great day to finally solidify that, to finally have that conversation. Like I said, to sign the contracts. If you're going on a job interview, it's a really great day to not be shy about letting the employer know what your abilities and what your talents are. Remember, we don't want to be arrogant. And I'm going to stress this because we're coming out of a time that was really slow and we want to come just charging out of the gate right away. And the tendency with Leo energy is that it can go there. It can become arrogant. But if, again, you're rooted in yourself, you're rooted in love, you know your worth simply because you know it, there's nothing wrong with expressing what you're worth, what your talents are, what your abilities are, and what you have to offer either to a workplace, in a relationship, or to a project. This is such a great day because Saturn is retrograde in Aquarius. So Saturn retrograde is giving us the ability to rebuild, to redo, to reconsider. Because Saturn is teaching us to rebuild a brand new structure from a completely different perspective. And the cosmos are kind enough to have this retrograde period so that we can kind of go over the things that we've built thus far, the first half of the year, and it's giving us the opportunity now to review it and say, okay, this is what works and this is what doesn't. This is what we're going to keep from this point forward. This is who we're going to bring onto the team. This is what we're going to add. This is what we're going to take away. It's a really, really amazing time to reinforce that which has stayed, especially after eclipse season. So with that said, ask yourself, what's the plan? And make a plan out from now till September, because remember, we're still under the cosmic opening of the summer solstice. And the next check-in point, as I like to call it, is the fall equinox, which will be in September. So make a plan. What do I want to get done between now and September, that in September, I can come back and review and see if I want to keep through the end of the year? Following the changes in seasons is a really, really great way to follow the transit of the sky, but at the same time to check in with what stays and what goes, okay? Really, any connection between Mars and Saturn is really about deliberate and intentional outputs of energy. It is our ability to confront any challenges that we may be facing. And it doesn't have to be anything detrimental, anything awful, anything dramatic. It doesn't have to be challenge in that way. It can just be, okay, so I work for myself. I lost a project. Now what do I do to find another project? How do I get my creative work out there? It's really about being creative and resourceful, okay? On Friday, July 2nd, Mars in Leo creates a trine to Chiron in Aries. So this is about, again, using that Mars in Leo creative, courageous energy and use that light to heal anything that may have been left behind. Chiron in Aries represents this wound of really growing into our individuality. We are growing into our sense of self because Aries represents the self, represents us as individuals. And Chiron there is this constant reminder of, in order for you to develop this self, you're leaving a lot behind. And while it may hurt, this is the best thing that you can do for yourself by moving forward. Mars and Leo creating a connection to that is kind of like that friend, kind of like that wingman that says, it's all right, man. You got to keep going. Look, you got A, B, C, D going for you. Think about that. It's really just like this pep talk cheerleader that's constantly reminding you of the things that you do have instead of focusing on the things that you don't. So some of the questions that can be asked with this aspect, and again, not just Friday, really throughout the whole week, are what actually matters to me? Again, what actually deserves my time and my energy? How does this output of energy help me heal? Does this project, job, career, relationship inspire me? We're asking questions about how we feel and how anything we do from this point forward rings true to our heart or not. On Saturday, July 3rd, Mars in Leo creates a square to Uranus in Taurus. So look, it's important to remember that there is an ongoing square between Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus. So Mars creating an aspect to any one of those, which Mars would have already created an opposition on Thursday, and on Saturday it creates a square to Uranus. Mars going in the middle of the square between Saturn and Uranus activates that Saturn-Uranus square even more. Remember, Saturn-Square-Uranus is this ongoing unfolding of what used to work no longer does, and we have to figure out how we're going to build something new by stepping out of our comfort zone. Mars in Leo comes into play, activates that even more, and says, all right, let's get creative, let's get going, let's get moving. What rings true to our heart? Our heart's happiness is our compass. And if we are true to that, if we are rooted in our love, then we'll know what to do. Look, this isn't me just trying to be peppy and positive and all of the love. No, this is what the cosmos are telling us. This is what the cosmos have been telling us for a while. And how interesting that after an eclipse season, we have Leo energy with both of the cosmic lovers in there, which hasn't happened in years. Whenever we have aspects or transits that we have never experienced before or that we haven't experienced in a long time, it represents a collective shift in consciousness. It represents the cosmos supporting us after a heavy time of transition, of movement, and of internal recognition of who we really are. Okay, so Saturday, July 3rd, Mars in Leo creates a square to Uranus in Taurus. This is an internal recognition of this need for freedom and independence. Because all of the energy that I've been talking about is really active throughout the whole week, this can represent sudden opportunities, sudden breakthroughs. And so someone coming to you, offering you some kind of project, some kind of opportunity, a podcast, a new job, or this is a sudden love interest, okay? Two cosmic lovers in Leo. The energy definitely lends itself for that. So, because it's Saturday, because it's 4th of July weekend, because people are ready to party, I will say this. Anytime that Venus or Mars have a connection with Uranus, it can be a love at first sight, a one-night stand, a very sudden attraction to another person. Look, if you're up for that, by all means, have all of the Leo fun in the world. Flirt, have fun, be playful, enjoy the moment. But because Uranus is unpredictable, this doesn't lend itself for a connection that's going to last for a long time, especially with Saturn retrograde. But if that's the space you're in your dating life, then by all means, have all the fun in the world. Sunday, July 4th, we have Sun in Cancer square Chiron in Aries. So the Sun in Cancer right now is really reminding us of our sense of home. We are creating a new sense of home by creating different types of connections to ourselves, to others, by trying new things in a way that we've never done before. We are ready to get out into the world for, obviously, the last 18 months that we've experienced. Now, the square to Chiron in Aries. Remember, Chiron in Aries is this wound. This is who I'm leaving behind in order for me to become who I'm supposed to become. This is the acknowledgement of a clean slate. This is the acknowledgement of, oh my God, I am living a completely different life than I did 8 weeks ago. And it takes certain moments like this to really just kind of sit and bask in the joy that it is to be present, that it is to be alive. And my hope for everyone is out there is that you're finding yourself in a space that it's not about happiness or sadness. It's about acceptance and contentment with being where you are, with appreciating everything you've been through in order to have the wisdom, the knowledge, and the strength that you have now. We have been through so much, and this week is such an interesting week. It's such a necessary energy to really serve as a catalyst, to move forward, to get up, to be joyful, to step into the things that bring us genuine joy. And not just because we want to be in a better mood, but because we want to be in a state in which we fully, fully appreciate where we are. I hope you find this helpful. I wish you an amazing week, and I will catch you next week. Bye-bye.